The Vietnam War, it's over. Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
And now, a Blaze Media podcast.
Welcome to it. Chewing the fat, that is. Happy Fat Pile Friday. Good to see you. You look great. I mean that. Seriously, don't let anybody tell you you don't. You know, it doesn't matter what you're wearing. You look great in it. Seriously. Anyway, welcome to Fat Pile Friday. What would you do for $1 million? Now, you'd think, you know, the answer would be almost anything. What would it take? What would it take for you to lose a body part? And you think, $1 million for a body part? Oof. Especially an extremity. Like maybe, you know, you give up a kidney or a liver, you know, other body parts, a lung for $1 million, maybe, but an extremity. So there was a couple, a woman and a boyfriend in Slovenia, decided that they were going to have an insurance fraud. Now, they took out insurance policies, five of them, that totaled $1.16 million. And the girl, Julja, or Julia, I guess, so it's J-U-L-I-J-A, but the J is, you know, always silent, so is Julia. And the boyfriend, Sebastian, and they decided that she was going to cut off her own hand. Wait, what? Yeah, she decided that she was going to cut off her own hand, and then that would get them the insurance policies money. So, and the disability insurance. So, she cuts, takes the circular saw, cuts off her own hand, and then they rush her to the hospital. She leaves the hand there because she doesn't want to have them put the hand back on and for the insurance policies to go, hey, well, you know, you didn't lose your hand. It's still there. So she leaves the hand there and they still rush back to get the hand and they put it back on. So right there, she's out. Now she has been prosecuted and sent to jail for 3 years and the boyfriend too for fraud. And then she claimed her innocence throughout the whole thing. She told the judge that it was an accident. She cut off her own hand. No one wants to be crippled. My youth has been destroyed. I lost my hand at the age of 20. Only I know how it happened. And the judge was like, eh, yeah, I don't believe you. You're going to jail. So get out of here. So even for $1.16 million, now she cut off her hand and has to struggle with that. I mean, they sewed it back on. It doesn't say whether everything is working or not, or if it's just a, you know, a club hand now. And she has to go to jail. And her boyfriend has to go to jail too. Wow. All for being, you cut your hand off with a circular saw. That takes some cojones. And I bet she has some. I mean, it's an Eastern Bloc country. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. We've all been to Chuck E. Cheese once or twice in our life. And, you know, I like Chuck E. Cheese. Well, they filed for bankruptcy, of course, earlier this year. And they asked the bankruptcy court judge in June, I think, you know, sometime in the near past, if they could spend more than $2 million to purchase and destroy the tickets, which were printed before the June bankruptcy filing. But the tickets were not delivered yet. Now, even before the pandemic, they were shifting to e-tickets because they claimed that it was reducing wait times at the locations and cut overall costs with the tickets. Now, the tickets are fun because the idea you hold something in your hand, right? I guess, you know, that's old school thinking, but that's what was cool about them. You know, you play the games, you get the tickets, you go up to the counter for cheap, bougie gifts, and, you know, but you got the handful of tickets. Yes, I'll take that little stuffed animal for 8 million tickets. Well, they have 7 billion prize tickets that they want to purchase and destroy. That's enough to fill 65 shipping containers, the 40-foot-long shipping containers. Incredible. Now, they all have little Chuck E. Cheese mascot on them. And apparently that's enough Chuck E. Cheese prizes, you know, like $9 million worth, the $7 billion tickets. Now, you think of this for a second. Chuck E. Cheese, you think of people losing their jobs and businesses, you know, going out of business. And you think, Chuck E. Cheese filed for bankruptcy, big deal, and they're getting rid of their tickets. Who makes those tickets? I mean, who's the company making 7 billion Chuck E. Cheese prize tickets and shipping them over here to the States? And then you've got shipping to the stores. And, I mean, those are all jobs, man. Down the drain. Down the drain. 7 billion Chuck E. Cheese prize tickets. Whew. And they're gonna purchase them, which I thought they'd already purchased. So they're going to spend $2 million to purchase and destroy the tickets. So they must not have purchased them all. Some of them must have been, you know, part of the deal with the company. You ship them, we buy them. And, you know, what do you do to destroy 7 billion? 7 billion prize tickets. That's a hell of a fire. You know, and you don't want to get caught burning those anymore. And we just heard news. It's Fat Pile Friday, so we'll start, plowing through the fat pile. But we just heard news that the U.S. Forest Service announced that it was going to suspend all new controlled burns on land that it manages around the country. And you think, wait, don't we have all kinds of fires burning right now? And wouldn't that be a good thing? And we were told that the management of those forests were part of the problem. Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Listen, we're going to not do that anymore. We want to reduce air pollution and we want to protect fire personnel from spreading coronavirus. So, is that something we don't know about? If I have coronavirus and I get caught up in the smoke or the fire and it goes up into the air, are we all getting coronavirus from the fire smoke? I don't know. But the U.S. Forest Service, 20 million acres they oversee in California alone. And they just, we're not going to do those controlled burns anymore. Don't worry about it. Now, they claim that they're going to do something else. Oh, okay. What are you going to do? Well, look, we haven't come up with an idea yet. don't get on us about what we're going to do and start bogging us down with facts. We'll do some other mitigation measures for sure with one time or another. Don't worry about it. What exactly are you going to do? Don't worry about it. We'll figure it out. We're going to do something. Wow. Quit bugging us. Okay. I mean, okay. Good luck. God bless. And then we got news. Fat Pile Friday. Let's start plowing through. These are stories. I mean, I've all week we go through different stories and, you know, I try to get to them. And these are just stories sitting on the fat pile. And there was a lot of fat this week. So let's, you know, try to get to them for you. You see the insurance costs of the civil disorders. Yeah, those are riots. No, but they're civil disorders. Yeah, no, those are riots. Not according to this, though. The riots and the civil disorders. Oh, okay. But either one of those causes losses, right? Yeah. But some of those were just civil disorders. They weren't riots. Okay. You know, whatever you say. And they're saying from May 26th to June 8th, Wow, I mean, that's a week and a half? 1 to $2 billion. Wow. 20 states. All right. Now, from April 29th to May 4th, 1992, you got $7.75 million. Or no, $775 million. Well, that's not 7 point. That's $775 million. Sound like Joe Biden. Now, that's $1.42 billion in today's dollars. Wow, that's since 1992. I'm almost doubled in that. Incredible. In 65, the Los Angeles riots, 6 days, $44 million, and that was a lot in 1965. That's $357 million in today's world. In 67, the Detroit riots, $42 million. That's $322 million in today's world. Wow. 1980, in Miami, Florida, $65 million. I don't remember that. 1980, Miami, Florida. 1968, Washington, D.C., 5 days, $24 million. $179 million in today's world. 77, New York, $28 million. $118 million in today's world. 67, Newark. It looks like there was a lot going on in 65, 66, 67, 68. Yeah, there were quite a few things going on. Baltimore, Chicago, New Jersey, New York, Newark, New Jersey to be exact. Wow. Detroit, LA. I mean, a lot of damage throughout the years. And this year, of course, 20 states, week and a half. So that we had more damage than that. I mean, this is just, we're going back, 10 days in the end of May to June 8th, and you're looking at $1.2 billion. Wait till the rest of the bill comes in. It won't be free, I'll tell you that. Like this podcast. Yes, that's right. Subscribing to Chewing the Fat is free. Now, you want to be a subscription freeloader. You don't want to be just a freeloader. If you're listening to this show right now and you're not a subscriber to the podcast, then you're just a freeloader. And that's nasty and dirty. And nobody wants to be that. Ooh, ick. Ick. But if you're a subscription freeloader, everybody wants to be that. Hello. So become a subscription freeloader if you're just a freeloader. Choose a platform, iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and there's a plethora of other platforms to choose from, and then subscribe to Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. It's just that simple. Hello. Hello. Become a subscription freeloader and not one of those nasty, dirty, regular freeloaders that don't subscribe. Okay? All right. It's just that simple, too. Yeah. Hey, as long as you're in the subscribing mood, you might as well subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. Same name, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. Just go to YouTube and subscribe. And then click the little notification bell as well so you get notified when new videos go up. And there's new content going up on that page all the time. Well, this is Fat Pile Friday, so let's get back to the fat. A casket, or apparently what was they thought was a casket, was bobbing up and down in the river in Annapolis, Maryland, and people were calling, hey, there's a rectangular object with flat side floating up and down the South River, and somebody has a coffin floating around out there. No. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. But it was actually a hazard out there in the water. It was a concrete dock floating around that had broken away, and it was just floating and bobbing up and down in the river. So I'm glad somebody actually called about it, and because you don't want a boat or anything, anything that floats in the river, bodies, boats, whatever's floating around the river, you don't want it to hit the bobbing concrete dock. That's for sure. And also floating around in an Ohio River, there was a thing that everybody thought was a spaceship. And they called and said, ooh, there's a mysterious object floating around in the river. What is it? And they picked it up and it looks like a spaceship, but it's 880 pounds. And the river cleanup crew in the Olentangy River came to pick it up and they thought it was an Apollo capsule. Nope. Nope. It was from an old theme park that had these giant things out in their water to let swimmers swim out to it and jump on it. And there's old pictures of people at the park using these floating discs to sit on and swim on as part of the water park at the campground. And apparently when the campground closed down, we just leave the buoys out there and let them float around, do whatever the heck they want. And just let them float around. Oh, okay. No problem. Looks like a fun little water park, though. They've got swinging. I mean, I don't think they'd let that kind of park happen in today's world, for sure. Floating concrete spaceships and docks and rings to grab onto and try to swing yourself across the river. And then, and it was actually a little pond at the campground park that was part of the campground. And then once it closed down, it was like, oh, just leave them be. And off they floated down into the river. No problem. Don't worry about it. Somebody will take care of it. And, you know, speaking of floating around in the river, I was thinking after, you know, yesterday we talked about how the lady had filmed she looked at her home security camera, which I'm sure was Simply Safe, and she saw the gator floating around, and now everybody has run the story about the gator swimming around because of Hurricane Sally making landfall, and the gators are out, you know, swimming around because of the flooding. You know, I was reminded as I'm sitting there last night thinking about it, I'm thinking, you know, if I was, now this lady was obviously not home, right? She's checking in on her cameras because she evacuated. But if you were to have stayed home and, or you come back and there's snakes, gators, whatever else, swimming around in the water around your neighborhood, I'll tell you what's going to start happening. Yeah. Hello. Hello. Hey, is that a gator in our front yard? Not anymore. Not anymore, Dad. You're fine. I took care of it. Okay. No problem. Thanks. Yeah. Ooh. Hey, what is that out in the front yard? Is that some kind of huge shark swimming around in the driveway? Not anymore. Okay. Thank you. Oh, and good news. Lori has chosen her prison that she wants to go into. And the judge said, sure, yeah, go ahead. You can go to that one, no problem. Oh, wait, this is Operation Varsity Blues. Cannon, Operation Varsity Blues. So she has asked to go to Victorville, California. That's the prison she wants to go to. And the judge said, yeah, go ahead. It's the camp at FCI Victorville. And it's the appropriate security level. And the judge said, yeah, that's right. Now the prison gets last say. They have the low security prison camp has 300 inmates and they get the last say, but she's already got her number, the registration number. So I'm sure she's going to go there and she is ordered to surrender. Like we've said before, no later than 2 p.m. on November 19th. So I say she's going in now. The reports were that she was all wound up. Remember, we talked about her all wound up because she was going to miss Thanksgiving and Christmas. And if she goes in now, she's out. She's out before Thanksgiving or maybe even a little bit after she goes in now. Who knows? I don't know when the prison can take her. But if she calls up and says, hey, this is Lori, and, you know, I'll pay you some money. I'll pay you some money if you let me in early. Hey, that'd be great. Thank you. And she does her 2 months, and then she's good to go. And then she has, you know, a couple of years probation. She's got, you know, 100 hours of community service. Sure, she has to pay a $150,000 fine, but no problem. Take it easy. Now, hubby has to spend 5 months in prison. Woof. There's no telling where he's going yet, but he's got to spend 5 months in prison. 2 years probation, $250,000 fine, and 250 hours of community service. Wow. That's, I mean, he's got to do a little bit of distance. Now, does she serve her whole 2 months? No way. No way. She, that's what I mean. She goes in now, she's out before Thanksgiving, right? It, maybe she serves up until the week before Thanksgiving or something, but they let her out. Good behavior. You're out. You've done your time. Get out of here and go home for the holidays. And then Massimo shows up and, you know, you're rid of him for the holidays and you got the kids all to yourself. So we'll see what happens. Does he spend the whole 5 months? Probably not, but we'll see. We'll see what, we'll see once he gets his, where he's going, what happens. But no way she spends her 2 months, full 2 months in jail. No way. Especially if she goes in early. She goes in now and says, hey, I need to pay my debt to society and get it over with. And here I am. No problem, Lori. Come on in. And then for Thanksgiving, get out of here. Have a nice day. All right. Take care, Lori. Take care of yourself. That's just a quick update from Operation Varsity Blues.
Cannon.
Cannon. I am in love with that sounder. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink as it is anyway. Oh my gosh. That is so... I don't think you know how good it is, but if you have a close idea of how good it is, you know. You know how good that feels. As long as we're in the break room, might as well do a little Royals update. Quick Royals update on Fat Pile Friday. A little slap in the face to the Duke of Sussex, the Prince, Prince Harry. His brother, Prince William, and the wife, Kate Middleton, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, wished him a happy birthday. It was his birthday earlier this week. And they wished him a happy birthday and said, wishing a very happy birthday to Prince Harry. Okay. Because they took down, they didn't say happy birthday to the Duke of Sussex. It was just Prince Harry. So it was a little slap down. Everybody else kind of wished, you know, walked that fine line of wishing, you know, dad addressed him as Duke of Sussex, and, you know, the queen did that, but not William and Kate. I mean, William's going to be the king, and he's like, no, you signed the deal with Netflix, you're not the Duke of Sussex anymore. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I mean, look. Does it hurt him? No. Is it a little slap in the face? Yeah, kind of. Kind of is. And this at a time, too, where have you seen that they have now True Royalty TV? I know. But it's there. And you can subscribe. And the True Royalty TV is available in the UK, in the USA, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Ireland. You can probably get it anywhere, really, but you can subscribe via the website, and they've got app purchases, and I have some of TV provider partnerships as well. So you could subscribe to True Royal TV for $5.99 a month, 12 months, $41.99, and that's a deal, too, by the way, because normally it's $59.99, but it's brand new. How could it be normally? Anyway, and 6 months, You get $35.99 if you buy right now for True Royal TV. I mean, okay. I don't know who's producing it for them. I don't know what they're doing. But it did seem, you know, a little Queenie. You know, a little Windsor propaganda. Like the shows, and I kid, babe, about the propaganda. The story of Queen Elizabeth II, Princess Margaret, Harry and Meghan, what next? Albert, the power behind Victoria. William and Kate, a royal love story. Watch anywhere. Limitless entertainment. Exclusive content. So, True Royal TV is up and running. And good luck. God bless. Some other shows in the fat pile to watch. You've got Mandalorian trailer season 2 out. Looks pretty good. Worth the watch on Disney. You have updates on Vanessa Kirby sells pieces of a woman to Netflix with Shia LaBeouf. Oh, great. Shia LaDouche is in that one. And then there was the other one, Katie Sagal, Rebel drama based on, I guess, Aaron Brockovich, sells to ABC. And there's a new Netflix show that starts today, I think. Yeah, today. Ratchet, based on Nurse Ratchet from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Sarah Paulson plays Nurse Mildred Ratchet. I don't think we ever knew Nurse Ratchet's name in the movie. And Cynthia Nixon is in it. Ugh. Ugh. Sharon Stone is in it. Half of ugh. Anyway. But Vincent D'Onofrio is in it. We'll see. It should be good. You know, it's based in the 40s, I think. And I'll give it a try. We'll give it a try. I kind of like it. I kind of like the play around, the wraparound of those early days and coming up with new characters. Kind of like the Perry Mason on HBO. I love that. The Perry Mason on HBO was great. And that season went by so fast. I wish that would have extended longer than what it did. It left me wanting more. All right, still trying to plow through some more of the fat here on Fat Pile Friday. Early research from 23andMe strengthens the link between blood types and COVID-19. They are putting out a study from genetic testing that shows a person's genetic code could be connected to how likely they are to catch COVID-19, which is what many had hypothesized early on. And then I saw another thing that showed that, plenty of sunshine plays a role in avoiding COVID-19. Well, yeah, that's what we were saying. And then at the same time, they were telling us, well, don't go to the beach. Closing the beaches down, and made they were chasing people off of beaches. It's I didn't want to get upset over the COVID-19 thing, but this is going to make me upset again because we're told one thing and then we're shut down and made to feel like criminals, and then we're told another thing, and we don't know. I don't know if if I post 23andMe's forthcoming study on Facebook and Twitter, are they going to block it? Because it hasn't been proven yet. I mean, it's just agonizing what is going on in this country right now. I mean, agonizing. And I see where I saw there was a big story on Dan Bongino. I think he bought a piece of and is now going to post his shows on Rumble first before YouTube because he's had enough. He's still going to use it because it's there, but he doesn't want to count on them because so much has been taken away and demonetized on YouTube and, of course, Facebook and Twitter. So it's a video sharing service like YouTube called Rumble. And then he bought a piece into Parler, which is, like Twitter, social media site. So, there's people are starting to make some moves, and there's always Blaze TV. Hello, more voices, right? I mean, you can subscribe to Blaze TV and become a member. If you go to blazetv.com/Jeffy, J-E-F-F-Y, you can get a deal. Just, I mean, you use the promo code JEFFY and it gets you, you know, I don't know if it's going to get you $8 million off or $10 off. I'm guessing probably 10 bucks off, but you give it a shot. See what they say. I'm not sure. I'm saying, I guess it's probably 10 bucks off, but you know, you never know. Could be, you know, millions, but it's doubtful that that's going to happen. Very doubtful. And I see where scientists now, plowing through the fat pile, where scientists say they have scent-trained honeybees to follow a scent by first sniffing the target. Well, A, I thought that's what bees just went around and, you know, said, ooh, a flower, and they do their thing. Well, these bees have been trained. Now, I would like to see the training of these bees, because they say, you know, like dogs do. Oh, you mean the way dogs are trained to follow a scent? Okay. All right, so what do you... Put a rope around that bad boy and pull it around and say, no, not that plant, this one. And they're saying that they've trained them to smell sunflowers. So it helps in the sunflower crop production. And it would also help in the bees production because then there's plenty of sunflowers, right? And so you're getting the sunflower, helping in the sunflowers. You're getting more bees and you're getting more honey output. So, you know, I mean, it's a good thing, but I would like to see the documentary Training Bees. And so you know, rope that bad boy or lasso up that bee. Now, that's a talent. You want to teach your kid $1 million job talent? Teach him how to lasso a bee. I talked about Bongino and his podcast, Vidcast. And don't forget Joe Rogan earlier this week. Offered to host a debate. It wouldn't really be a debate. It'd just be a conversation between Donald Trump and Joe Biden before the election. He said he wanted no live audience, just the two candidates, cameras, and their vision on how to move this country forward. 4 hours. And he, you know, the podcaster, Tim Kennedy, that, you know, this is where Rogan had said that he would host this, asked the question, who wants this? And Trump replied, I do. So they're still waiting on Joe Biden. No way. No way Biden wants 4 hours of Donald Trump with Joe Rogan. I mean, do I want that? You betcha. You betcha. That would be great. And we've got the regular debates scheduled. First one coming up at the end of this month. And I think, I'll tell you this, I think that my house is bugged because a couple of nights ago, my son, Maximus, you know, he's always after me. I can't wait till the debates. I can't wait till the debates. And he jabs me because I don't think they're going to happen. There's no way. I've been saying all along, not going to happen. And I told him a couple of nights ago, I'll tell you what, you know, I was just thinking about it. And I tell you, I think what's going to happen is Biden's going to get sick and Kamala Harris is going to stand in for him. And they're going to okay it. Biden's not going to be on his deathbed, but he's going to be, you know, sick. Probably get, you know, coronavirus. And he's going to have to stay home and be sick. But Kamala will step in for him. And so then, a couple days later, I see where James Woods tweeted out, oh, Joe Biden's going to get coronavirus and not be able to do the debates. And he'll be sick, but he'll be better just in time for the election. I think my house is bugged. I think my house is bugged. I know my phone is listening to me. They must be sending my ideas to other people like James Woods and other individuals. I just, you know, nobody else could think of that but me. I mean, it's a good theory, and it would not surprise me at all. We had Pelosi, Crazy Nancy, say that, they shouldn't have the debate because Trump is a liar and it just would mean that he's going to lie more. So she's trying to throw that out there. And I think that, you know, that kind of ticks Joe off. That was, I heard Stu mention it, and I'll give him credit for mentioning it, but I still think my phone is bugged. That Joe wants these debates, and it's still his deal, right? It's still Joe Biden's deal. So even if he's slipping, he's still in charge, and he's, you know, people saying he's not himself makes him mad, and he wants to go out and prove that he is himself. So, when Nancy says, tries to give him the groundwork to get out of it, he doesn't want the groundwork to get out of it. He wants in, but in real life, he don't want none of Donald Trump on a stage face to face for an hour, let alone 4 hours. No way. All right, Fat Pile Friday. Thanks for coming along for the ride today. I got to get this out of the way before I get to my last story. Two stories that I've got to get to. One, most important, is that this weekend is my wife's birthday, and I would be in deep doo-doo if I don't wish her happy birthday. So, happy birthday. I love you. Phew. Think she bought that? I thought it sounded pretty good. I thought it was pretty good. All right, I'll try it again. Ready? Happy birthday. I hope your birthday is so special. The family wouldn't know what to do without you. Everybody loves you. Huh? What do you think? I thought it was pretty good. I know. I know. She's getting... You know, I don't want to say that she's getting long in the tooth, but, you know. I'm just saying. You don't know what you're going to do when they start, you know, getting over that mound. It was pretty good until I started walking down that road, and then it was over for me, wasn't it? Yeah. Of course it was. So Sony PlayStation is saying that we talked the other day about the new game pieces that were going to be $3 and $4.99. Sony PlayStation, they're launching the $4.99 and $3.99 PlayStations. Now the next generation PlayStation 5 consoles coming out in November, just in time for Christmas. So good luck. Hope everybody gets their new game station. And have fun. And this story, I don't know if these stories are real. I see these stories and the first thing I think of is no way. They're just a story to get you to click on it. And it worked. I got it. So a kid in Bangkok, an 18-year-old Bangkok, is sitting on the toilet. And the story is that he sitting on the toilet looking at his phone and then feels great pain at the end of his man unit. He looks down and there's a python crunching down on the end. Now, he's in such great pain that according to the story, he jumps up and slams the door onto the python, which makes the python, you know, open up his mouth and unhook him. And then he, you know, runs down the hallway. Now, what makes me think it's not real is that it talks about how then the serpent slipped back into the toilet bowl. And they brought in the professionals, and the professionals captured the snake. And they were able to capture the snake with their special equipment and release it back into the wild. No. I think that it was a real story. The serpent would be dead. There's no way I let that cobra or python or whatever the hell snake it was that had its fangs in the tip of me live another day. Not a chance. Not a chance. And we are starting to hear more and more stories. So maybe this is... I know this is in Bangkok, But we are starting to hear more and more stories about snakes and toilets, which makes me think a lot of these are not true. And if snakes start coming up, I mean, it makes me nervous. Because the last thing you want in life is to be sitting in your bathroom, your toilet room, your washbowl room, whatever you want to call it, and have something slither up from the pipeline into the tank that you're sitting on. That's the last thing you want. You can quote me on that too. You can quote me on that. That is the last thing you want.
Download and subscribe to more content at theblaze.com/podcasts.
All right. So those of you listening live to this podcast or close to it, it's the 18th of September, 2020. This weekend, Sunday the 20th, is the 72nd Emmy Awards. They're going to be broadcast live at 8 p.m. Yes, live. Kimmel's going to host it. They're apparently going to try to do it live. They said they dispatched 130 cameras to 20 cities in 10 countries. Okay. Let's hook it up. Let's get them working. Let's go. It's going to be live. They're already telling people, plan on things to go wrong. You never know. Things are going to go wrong. What? A major network, ABC, is telling you, plan on things to be wrong. We're screw-ups. Yeah, this whole COVID thing made us realize what idiots we really are. We can't produce a live broadcast. Are you kidding me? It's just amazing to me that we have national networks. We're going to screw it up. And the host, Jimmy Kimmel, well, you know, I love putting myself in difficult situations. So if the worst happens and it all breaks down, it'll be, part of me is going to be amused by it. Will you be, Jimmy, if it all breaks down on your national network of ABC? You can't produce something live? I mean, sad. We've seen all kinds of produced and Zoom and Skyped shows since this pandemic happened. I think we can figure out how to do it now, right? Okay, we've seen the Democratic and Republican conventions. We've seen music shows try to raise money for the pandemic and the different musicians and showing up at different people's homes around the country. I think we can get how to do it, ABC. It makes me want to tune in a little. And so I may have to record it. And then I can go back and watch it if I read that something screwed up. But I don't know if I want to watch it live or not. Might be a little bit too much for me. But I will record it, and I'll let you know on Monday's Chewing the Fat exactly, what took place. And if they plan on it all going wrong, it better be just a promo of them saying planning on it all going wrong so they get people to watch. Because that may be the only way they can get people to watch. Is to say, we might screw it all up. You know us. And then everything goes off without a hitch. And plus, then if something does go wrong, we told you. We're screw-ups. I just drives me insane. And as long as we're talking about entertainment, I haven't seen the new documentary on Netflix, Social Dilemma. And I guess I have to watch it. It's all about how technology and the corrosive effects that it has on society. We'll see. I know that, according to the director, they're trying to explain how we embrace our smartphones and how they actually developed attention-grabbing algorithms and, looked for ways to create the echo chambers that we have. And it was all for profit. Duh. And, you know, it makes you want to stop hate for profit, doesn't it, Kim? So anyway, Social Dilemma on Netflix. I may have to catch that this weekend too. I don't know. I've been putting it off. It's in the queue, and we'll see if I can, you know, get through it. It's in the queue. I've been looking for new stuff. I like the Amazon Prime new way of doing things. They give you a show that has a couple of seasons or more, and they let you watch it for the first season. And then if you want to watch more, you have to subscribe to that network. Wait, I'm already subscribing to Prime. Yeah, I know, but we've got to deal with this network. So there's Epix, and there's BritBox, and there's PBS, Masterpiece Series. The Endeavor was a great series, and those are, you know, about an hour and a half to 2 hour, 4-episode seasons, and they hook you. And then it's like, oh, yeah, then now you have to subscribe to Epix or Acorn TV. I think Acorn TV I may have to actually subscribe to. It looks like they've got... Oh, my wife will just kill me. But it looks like they've got some great detective mystery shows, and that's what I like. And it looks like they keep driving me to... They tease me with these shows, and then they say... You know, because you watch this, you should watch this. And I click on it and say, okay, I'll watch this. And yet I can't watch it because I don't subscribe to that network. Killing me. Killing me. Okay, so it's Fat Pile Friday. And, you know, clickbait stories kill me. All right. I readily admit they kill me. And the one that got me earlier today was weird body parts of celebrities. And fortunately, and I clicked on it, and then, you know, the headline is stars with weird body parts. And so I clicked on it to see how many clicks I'd have to get in to see the body parts. I don't have to click, all right? It's a clickbait story, but I could scroll through it. It doesn't make me click on every celebrity, which is a huge mistake, by the way, usmagazine.com. A huge mistake. But, I want to know their weird body parts. And so I see where Kim Kardashian has got, she claims that everybody thinks I have six toes. But no, she doesn't. She has a short toe, I guess. Kylie has a short toe that got, I guess it broke and it never grew back at the right length after it broke. Harry Styles has two extra nipples. So he's got four. Vince Vaughn has a stub thumb that apparently got hurt when he was a teenager. Jennifer Garner has got this toe thing. I don't know what it... I'm going to tell you the name of it. I'm going to let AI tell you what it's called. But it is nasty looking.
Brachymetatarsia.
Yeah. Okay, what was that?
Brachymetatarsia.
It is nasty looking, okay? So apparently, it is this thing where you have an overlapping pinky toe. And they have a picture of it. It looks nasty. And apparently, you know, there's no pain, but it doesn't seem like that would be the case. And then my man Denzel Washington has the broken pinky on his right hand that, you know, bent permanently 45 degrees. And, you know, you don't see that in a lot of the movie shots. But when you see it in real life, okay. No, thank you. I guess he hurt it playing football, got it broken over and over again, and it never set correctly. So now it's just this awkward thing. He talked about how his kids used to, you know, bring friends over and go, hey, show them your magic finger. Show them your magic finger. Okay, thank you. It's, you know, kind of funny. Mark Wahlberg apparently has a third nipple. People getting extra nipples all over the place, man. Kind of exciting about that. No, never mind. I didn't say that out loud. There's a Victoria's Secret's model, Carolina Kurkova. She has a belly button missing. Really? There's just no belly button. Oh, okay. Apparently she had an operation when she was an infant, and that caused an issue. LeBron has some abnormal toes that roll. I think he's got the Jennifer Garner thing too. They look nasty. I don't know what the deal is, but LeBron, you gotta you've made enough money now, man. You gotta get that fixed up, okay? Matthew Perry, I guess, is missing the tip of his middle finger due to some accident when he was a little kid. Megan Fox has got that club thumb. This looks net. I mean, I know she can't help it. And she's still Megan Fox, and I got it. You kind of overlook the club thumb thing, but it's tough to overlook the club thumb thing. Andy Garcia. Okay, Andy Garcia had an underdeveloped conjoined twin. Conjoined, whatever you want to call it. Twin. The size of like a tennis ball attached to his shoulder. The twin had to be surgically removed. Okay. Wow. That is, that's something. That is something. I'm glad they got it surgically removed, though. I'll tell you that. Lily Allen, the singer, she's got a third nipple, too. I mean, extra nipples are abounding in Hollywood. What is going on? Ty Diggs confessed that he was born with 12 fingers. Nice. Ooh, and Daryl Hannah. I mean, I always loved Daryl Hannah. But apparently she's got, she had a stairlift accident when she was a kid. And her index finger on her left hand is all screwed up. And she said that it, you know, has helped her gain insight into what's important in life. Yeah, having a good index finger. But I digress, that's just me. Ashton Kutcher said that he has slightly webbed feet. I mean, a lot of people have that, right? Where your toes aren't all together apart from the top to the bottom. But Ashton Kutcher is right there. Anyway, that's, you know, weird body parts. You can email me, chewingthefat@theblaze.com, and you can do it anonymously. I won't try to find your real address. And or your IP address, and you can tell me if you have a weird body part or not. It's just between you and me. I may share it on air, but I won't use your name, I promise. But we can see just what kind of weird body parts the listeners of Chewing the Fat have. I like that idea a lot.